Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Well, the head of the Food and Drug Administration told the Financial Times that he's willing to authorize a coronavirus vaccine before phase three clinical trials are finished. Bloomberg senior healthcare editor Drew Armstrong is on our newsline. He joins us now. Drew, tell us, what might the dangers be of this?
Well, I think one of the risks that you run, you know, first of all, with pushing a vaccine out there quickly is that, you know, first of all, that people might not trust it. I think we've already seen some polling data recently showing that there's an increasing skepticism by Americans around a vaccine. And a poll, I believe, released just today showing that a majority of Americans, Republican and Democrat, think that this vaccine approval process is being politicized. And whether or not that's true, it's not a good thing just in broadly for medicine. It creates this whole problem of political distrust of life-saving treatments, which is the exact opposite place of where we want to be, and a real, real problem for the FDA.
Well, Stephen Hahn, the head of the FDA, made sure to say that an emergency use authorization isn't the same as full approval. So what's the difference?
Yeah, I think that's a really critical distinction for everybody to understand. And I realize most of the country is probably not used to dealing into the nitty-gritty of FDA regulation. But, here we are, the pandemic, and that's what we're doing. Most drugs are typically approved under what is, you know, a full approval. It basically means the FDA has said, this product or vaccine or medical device is fine for use and go ahead and do so. An emergency use authorization is essentially exactly what it sounds like. It is an emergency measure that can allow a product out onto the market, typically in a limited setting. So it might be something that says, this vaccine can be used. We don't have as much data about it as we'd like. We're only going to allow it to be used in a really narrow group of people, high-risk healthcare workers who are at particular risk of exposure to the virus, for example. And then you could either broaden that once you get more data or pull it back if the data don't work.
Well, as you mentioned, most of us are not in the nitty-gritty of the FDA approvals normally. So why is it important, explain to us, to finish a phase three before giving a vaccine the green light?
Well, you know, the thing about a vaccine, a vaccine is not a cancer drug, for example. If you have a cancer, if you have cancer and you're getting a drug, you might be willing to accept a whole lot of risk and potential side effects for that drug to save your life from a deadly disease. A vaccine, though, remember, we're going to be giving this to healthy people, and we're going to be giving it to healthy people in huge numbers. Mm-hmm. So you want that balance between safe and effective to be very, very strong on the safe side. And so you want to have all of that data. You want to know everything you can about these products before you get them out to the general public.
That's Bloomberg senior healthcare editor Drew Armstrong. Thanks so much for all the information.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.